We're talking about the power of the Spirit of God to bring life. Imagine Ezekiel there in that valley of dry bones. Quite an image. God's people had lost their homeland. They had been thoroughly defeated by their enemies. They had been crushed, and the bodies had just been left there to rot in the fields. So nothing was left but the bones. And God takes Ezekiel there as a prophet and said, "Can these bones live again?" Now, I like Ezekiel because he gave an evasive answer. He says, "You know, Lord." Well, that wasn't really the question. He wasn't really abounding in faith. I guess it takes a certain amount of faith to say, "Well, Lord, you know," which is to say, "I don't have any idea, but looks like to me I don't think they would." But God was going to speak through this man, Ezekiel. And God was going to put sinews and muscle and flesh on those bones. And he was going to do that by the breath, by the wind. And we've talked in here before that in the Old Testament, breath and wind and spirit are the same word. It's the same word that was used when God formed us of the dust of the ground and breathed into our nostrils the breath of life. It is the same spirit that Jesus talked about with Nicodemus, that you must be born the spirit and born again as God breathes his spirit new life into your lives. And that's what God was saying to Ezekiel there, and raised up a virtual army because the people felt so completely defeated and so completely abandoned by God. And sometimes we feel that way. Life gets that heavy for us that we can feel almost as if we're abandoned by our God. You probably know by now that I'm a movie goer, and I like to go before 6 o'clock when you can get in cheaper. And I went to see a great movie with Mel Gibson called We Were Soldiers. It is a great movie about the first colonel who was to put together the modern air cavalry for Vietnam. He was called to Fort Bragg, and there he was going to use the Huey helicopter to create a new cavalry. A cavalry that didn't ride in on horses like back in Western times, but a cavalry that would fly in quickly on helicopters, sometimes jump to the ground before they even landed, and then fly back and get more soldiers. And he goes in there and goes through all of the training and pulls together the men and the team he needed to accomplish this. And just before they're ready to send them to Vietnam, they didn't renew some of the older soldiers, and they had to go with young men who didn't have the experience of the older men. And they changed the name of his group to the 7th Cavalry. Now, the 7th Cavalry was Custer's group. What's the proper? I'm saying group. You Army people, what's that called? Battalion? Whatever. But Custer was the 7th Cavalry, and had a little problem with the name change. Sent them to Vietnam, and they were to encounter the North Vietnamese in the first big battle of the war after the Americans got involved. So according to their training, and according to his promise that he'd be the first man to hit the ground and he'd be the last man to leave, Colonel Moore and his men flew in to that section of Vietnam. Little did they know that there were hundreds and hundreds of North Vietnamese tunneled through the mountain, and it was an almost impossible situation. And as I watched this movie, and I watched the battle, and I watched this colonel who had a great faith in God, watching his men drop all around him, totally surrounded, facing a situation much like Custer's last stand. And yet, this man would not give up. This man fell on his knees there in the battlefield and prayed over these young men who had given their lives for an almost impossible mission. And taking strength from his faith, he decided he would not be Custer, and he mounted an attack, to the great surprise of the North Vietnamese, and his men survived. And as he promised, and the movie so beautifully showed, he was the last soldier to take his foot off of that battleground. But you know, when I saw the horror of that some probably here in our church saw in person, it reminded me of the Valley of Dry Bones. But they weren't dry bones. There were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of bodies strewn across the battlefield, piled up 8 feet high and encircled 40 feet around. Human beings, dead bodies, left on the battlefield. That must have been what Ezekiel envisioned when he saw the valley of the dry. Colonel Moore must have felt that kind of desperation in that incredible battle where they wanted to fly him back to headquarters, but he would not leave his men because he was there to sacrifice with them. And one of the great scenes of the movie, at the end of the battle, is when he cried and said, "I'll never forgive myself." And a soldier asked, "Why?" "Because I'm alive and all these young boys are dead. I'll never forgive myself." Sometimes as human beings, we're put in impossible situations, and we need the Spirit of God to blow into our lives and give us a strength and a power that we don't have. That we look all around us and we know we are defeated and we're doomed without God. And yet the Spirit can blow. The wind can blow.